Good afternoon. You are listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Today's program plunders the distinguished career of John Wynne, presenter of Upcountry and sound artist otherwise known as Mr. Speaker, after his 300-speaker installation at the Saatchi Gallery, the soundtrack of which will be ruthlessly superimposed by music from The Big Country, John's theme tune, and early cassette stuff from Material Immaterial, taking in Canadian Inuit music, as well as other Winonia, like the Stanley Brothers, and old favourite Dick Jonas. So, turn in your cage, John. Your life's work is about to be mashed.
Uncle Sam decided that two is better than one, so they put two engines and two pilots in our airplane. named it the Phantom II and gave it to the Eighth Wing. And did we ever fly that ugly mother?
You have a capitalist.
That beautiful piece of machinery became the exotic mistress that our wives and sweethearts had to compete with for our attention and affection. And the women folk knew who came first because we were fighter pilots, and we flew the Phantom. I remember the day Colonel Robin Olds arrived at the home drone.
They get a lot richer.
He was the new leader of the Wolf Pack, the 8th Fighter Wing. Robin was an FNG then, a new guy, but he became an old head in minimum time. Colonel Olds took the Wolf Pack's four squadrons and, with the force of his being, welded them into the finest flying fighting team that ever became airborne. Robin told us, "Gang, our mission is to fly and fight, and don't you forget it." He was the fightingest flyer that ever strapped on a Phantom. We flew Robin's wing across the Red River, down Thud Ridge, so close to the ground you had to look up to see the treetops. And we were with him that day the Wolfpack shot down 7 bandits. Yes, sir, Robin Olds was the kind of fighter pilot the Phantom was built for.
It's not clear how far that can be done, and certainly the experience of the last decade suggests that the political ideology now is that the system works better if you have these
interfaces. We flew in the Wolfpack with Robin Olds, some of the same coming back. In a Foxtrot 4 called a Phantom 2, we flew with the Red River X. Robin came over to Yuban, an ace with 22 kills. He led the 8th Wing to victory in the skies over Hanoi's hills. The 435th and the Night Owls too, the Nickel and the 433rd, went with Robin through the jaws of hell, leading the Wolf Pack herd. Smoking the bone to the firewall, 25 feet off the deck. Move over Hanoi, Hannah, Robin's gonna break your back. Bandits, bandits over Thud Ridge, Mig Ridge and Haiphong too. No sweat, sir, Robin Olds is there, and behind him is the Wolfpack crew. We flew in the Wolfpack with Robin Olds, some of the same coming back. In a Foxtrot 4 called a Phantom 2, we flew with the Red River Rats.
It's the law of the jungle here, fellas.
There's nobody as innocent and naive as a fighter pilot. You can always tell a fighter pilot, but not very much. He may be a kid that just started shaving on his last birthday, or he may be gray-headed, that is, if he's got any hair. But you won't find a more neighborly bunch of guys in any other profession. He'll give you the shirt off his back, or fix you up with his prettiest girl trip. That's the way it was with the guys in the Wolf Pack, but not everybody took kindly to our brand of hospitality. I remember one little town in particular.
There's a little town up north, sitting on the banks of the Thank you.
Most of us called it a thud, but never with an ounce of disrespect. Why, there's enough pure raw courage in one thud pilot to make heroes out of an entire bomber squadron. I've watched those F-105 drivers baby that monstrous bucket of bolts into places the devil himself wouldn't go. They'd come roaring in, peel off in a screaming dive, point that thing at the ground, and pray, I reckon. You see, the Thunder Chief don't carry but one pilot. And I used to wonder just how lonesome it got for those guys. Nobody to talk to, like in the Phantom, except the Lord, maybe. One engine, one seat, one set of eyeballs, and one pilot. Yep, among fighter planes, the Thud was sort of the last of the red-hot mamas. Now, it's true that to a Wolfpack fighter pilot, there ain't a plane anywhere that can hold a candle to a Phantom. But I'll give you a little tip. Don't ever badmouth a Thud, or a Thud pilot, where a Phantom driver can hear you. It might cost you a few teeth.
I'm a Thud pilot, I love my plane, it is my body, I am its brain. My Thunder Chief loves me, and I love her too. But I get the creeps with only one seat and one engine too. She's faster than lightning, it says on her dials. To get a Thud airborne takes only 2 miles. She's packed with transistors, black boxes, diodes. But stay alert, cause you might get hurt when she explodes. She totes more bombs than a B-17. My F-105 has a gun and she's mean. But there is one thing that curdles my blood. It's lonesome up there alone in the air in my single seat Thud. I love my Thud, and she loves me too. But she soaks up black like a magnet can do. If I get my 100 and I'm still alive, I'll have no grief. Goodbye, Thunder Chief, my F-105.
Present moment, that's right now, today, he remembers names and faces and personalities for whom there is no now. And sometimes when he's alone with his heart of hearts, he'll shed a tear and say a prayer for his comrades of yesterday. And he knows that his own chances of becoming a member of yesterday are uncomfortably good. And so his philosophy becomes, say it now if it's worth saying. If it must be done, do it now, for there may be no tomorrow.
War ever end? Maybe never.